Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast is The Last Conversation with subject matter expert Judy K. Mozoff. Judy K.'s speaking, presentations, and performance coaching focus on developing leadership, opening mindsets, elevating attitude, and strengthening communication skills to build happy, healthy, high-performing doctor-team-patient relationships. Her message empowers and energizes, and it exhilarates others to embrace change and take action and get results. She is the president for the National Speakers Association Minnesota Chapter, National Study Club Director for the American Association of Dental Office Managers, winner of the coveted Spotlight on Speaking Award, and a member of the National Speakers Association Speaking Consulting Network, Academy of Dental Management Consultants, and an advanced transformational trainer. She is the author of Rise and Shine, Evolutionary Journey to Get Out of Your Way and On Your Way to Success, and a contributing author for Dental Economics, AGD Impact, First Impression, Pink Tooth, and The Observer. She also publishes a monthly newsletter entitled Show Your Shine. And I'm so glad that you've come back for one more week here as we finish up our conversation on empowerment, on attitude, mindsets, leadership, all sorts of cool stuff. Thanks for coming back, Judy K.
Thanks so much for having me, Carol.
What are some of the things you coach teams on to help them create a real positive attitude?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the reality is not all of us wake up positive and happy and ready to take on the world. Some of us wake up a little surly or and not necessarily so happy, wanting to go into work. Maybe we've had a tough drive, whatever. So I know that we need sometimes an attitude adjustment. You know, if you turn on the TV or listen to the radio, there's so much negativity. There's so much, this isn't right, that's not right, you know. And we depend on the media almost to decide whether we're going to have a good day or a bad day. It's kind of like watching the stock market go up and down. And I know that it's important to do little things that can reset us, physical things that help us reset. So one of the first things I suggest is if you're starting out your day is start out with a positive quote. Start out with something that makes you think positive. I call it a ray for the day. I attach one to all my emails when I send something to someone. And it just helps us reset. Little things make a huge difference in our attitude for the day. I also set up a check buddy system. I have these little yellow endorphin guys, they're little happy guys. They look like a little eraser on the end of a pencil, smiley face and arms spread out. And I call them my check buddies. And what I do is I suggest for teams to have a team meeting and pick somebody that would be your check buddy, the first person that you see when you first come in the morning. And the two of you or the three of you or however many of you are right there together in the morning, connect with each other and say checking in or how are you or whatever. And that means in essence showtime. It's time to change gears. It's not the time to dump on the other person and say, oh, you wouldn't believe how bad my day is, blah, blah, blah. This is checking in. Here we are. We're professionals. It's showtime. So check buddies are good. And then throughout the day, if you're working in a team environment, if you see someone's having a bad time or struggling with something, bring them up just going, hey, how are you doing? Checking in. Or some teams use the word smile. And they know that that's their code word of saying, okay, bring it back. Let's get back and focus on what's good about the day. Let's be professional. Let's be positive. Because our clients or our patients or our customers don't deserve working with us when we're not at our best, when we're not in a positive attitude. So we help each other out by being check buddies. And I think probably the most important thing, Carol, is to create what I call a kudos environment. Mm. And what I mean by kudos environment is that everybody knows and is aware of what is good and right in their business. And they verbally acknowledge each other when they see somebody else doing a good job, like good job or way to go or you rock or high five or whatever it is. I actually implement a magic wand. And I found this magic wand from a colleague of mine, Amanda Gore.
Yep, I use that too. I love this wand.
Love the magic wand. And if anybody's interested in the magic wand, it's at amandagore.com, amandagore.com. And it's fabulous. It lights up and it makes this little sound. And the great part is other people hear it and they're like, oh, so-and-so was wanded. I wonder what they did. And it raises the morale instantly. And the funny part is I don't think wanted is even a word, but
no.
But it changes. So that little pink wand, and it's funny, men like it too.
Yes.
That little pink wand, what it does is it changes the mindset of what you're looking for. If we look for what's not right, we're going to see it consistently. But if we look for what is right, we're going to see that as well. And this little wand, because people want to go and pick it up, and then they tap each other on the shoulder. When someone's doing something special, they turn it on, and they tap that little wand, and it's this magical sound. And it's just the most amazing thing, because then they know that, you know, people are feeling like, oh, you know, that was great. Someone actually saw me. Someone actually appreciated something I did. And I think that's a big thing in this world. We're so busy. We're moving at such a fast pace. I don't think anybody feels that they're being seen anymore or acknowledged. And I think that's what a kudos environment does as well. So when we reward what is good and right, it grows exponentially. So those are some of the things that I suggest. Again, ongoing conversation, ongoing communication, reward, verbal reward, good job. And some people say, well, I don't need that pat on the back. And I'm going to say that's not true at all. We shine. We feel better. We feel empowered. We feel special when someone acknowledges something. And otherwise, we feel defeated. If no one ever notices when we've done something that's great, or something that's good, it's very strange. I read this little article about this football player on the team, and he grabbed the ball, and I so don't know sports, so forgive me if I make a mistake here, and he ran down the field, and he made his touchdown, and he turned around, and everybody just walked off the field. There was no clapping, there was no nothing. And he wondered, did I really do a touchdown? Did I really make a difference? Did I go the wrong direction?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way it works in life. If we don't know, if people aren't acknowledging, if people aren't saying, hey, that was really great, if we don't celebrate the little things in life, we're really going to lose our joy in life.
And I have to laugh. You said, talked about a check buddy. My first thought was, is this someone that's going to give me money? Awesome. Check buddy. I did. That was the first thing that flashed my mind. So I'll have to find one of those as well.
No, that cool. would be a money buddy.
Maybe that's my husband. Okay, cool.
No, that would be a sugar daddy.
All right, now, Judy Kay, have you ever run across someone who doesn't want to change their attitude? If they don't want to change their attitude, or if you want to sustain these changes, what do you think are the three things that people should do to help be able to move forward as we wrap this all up?
People think, when they hire someone, they hire for skill sets, they hire for knowledge. They should be hiring for attitude as well. And the reality is many times people are let go because of skill sets or lack of knowledge or lack of being able to have learning ability. But people really struggle with the idea of letting someone go because of attitude. And attitude is toxic if it's negative. It really can destroy a business. And it really destroys relationship with your customers or your patients or your clients. So it's huge. I think number one is the team has to realize that there are consequences for not having a good attitude, that it is not on the table to come in and have a bad attitude, that it's not acceptable. And it's going to be addressed if it's happening. I think that's the key, is that there's got to be consequences for attitude. Number two, I think it has to be clear. The vision, the goals, objectives have to be very transparent. They have to be clear as to where you're going, what you're going to do, and the reasons behind it, why, and how it's in the best interest for everybody. If it's only in the best interest for the leadership team, it's not going to fly. It has to involve everybody. There's got to be benefits for everybody. And I think that's key. And I think the other part is that people have to realize change doesn't happen overnight, that it's an ongoing process, and things pop up, and we have a tendency to go, see, I knew it wouldn't work, you know, the minute something happens. We have to give each other the benefit of the doubt. We have to be able to support each other and say, hey, you know, I noticed you're struggling with this. How can I help you? And build them back up and help that person do whatever it is that we've talked about implementing, instead of instantly saying it didn't work and throw it out, you know. So I think those are the three things. I think there's consequences for attitude. I think it's clear leadership, and I think it's supporting each other on ongoing change.
Judy Kay, this has been an outstanding month. Thank you so very much for sharing all this information with us. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I actually really enjoyed it. Made me think a lot, too, I'll tell you that.
Yay! Judy Kay, I was wondering if you could let people know how they could reach you.
Yes, absolutely. Probably the best way is through email, and they can reach me at judyk@practicesolutionsinc.net. It's J-U-D-Y-K-A-Y at practicesolutionsinc.net. Or they can visit my website at practicesolutionsinc.net. Or they can Google me at Judy K. Mozoff, which is J-U-D-Y-K-A-Y-M-A-U-S, as in Sam, O-L-F, as in Frank. Or you can call me at 612-701-4922.
Thank you so very much, Judy Kay, and I wish you only the best success as you move forward with your outstanding practice. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carol. I really enjoyed this.
And I'd like to thank all of you for listening to this edition of Just for a Moment. If you have any comments you'd like to share, please email them to me at karel@karel.com. And this is Carol Murray getting ready to run downstairs and go grab my own magic wand and see if I can't make a positive change for the future. And the same to all of you. Best wishes from Judy Kay, Carol Murray, and we're signing off.